This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Tuesday night, Intel Scanner.
We're back.
Once again.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Barely hanging in there.
No pre-recording.
Behind enemy lines.
FEMA Sector 8.
It's emergency transmission.
We are still absolutely coming to you live. Until the apocalypse.
Until we die.
Maybe a rerun here and there.
I heard a word today. What was it? It was the apocalypse of... No, it was a different word. I don't know where I was going to go with that. But Netanyahu's accent, it just throws me off, man.
Philly, dude.
You know? That's that Philly.
That's that Philly accent,
thick,
man.
Thick.
I was wondering why he spoke English so well. And yeah, we looked him up. Big Special Forces guy.
MIT?
MIT. And he went to all sorts of... Strong resume. I didn't know about his military background. He took part in several.
He and battles. His brother led the special forces that made Israel the strong force in the world that is today.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I mean, he's been in charge of Israel as long as Putin's been in charge of Russia. As long as Joe Biden has been in charge of America. I mean, a long time.
Wow.
These guys aren't really in charge. These guys are just the guys that are the forefronts.
Well they're the figureheads, but they've been the figureheads for a long time. They all have impressive resumes.
Well, of course they do. They have to have them so people have faith in them, so that way they'll vote in their fucking, in their way of thinking.
That's but just, is Benjamin Netanyahu just a complete panderer for military corporations? Is that all he's doing with this speech? I mean, just wanting more. We need to preemptively strike Iran. We need to preemptively strike ISIS and kill all these people. But for what?
It's important to know that they're actively trying to kill Christian white people as well. So, like, that is a forefront. I mean, defensive measures, I think, should be taken. But I don't know about a counter-assault. Like, I think if people stop sucking... They wouldn't have it be enemies anymore. I think it's the fundamental difference at issues is what's making this war go on. I mean, take a look, right? I mean, you've got Iran, right, who say that the United States and Israel are the great Satan. And they've got this new Jon Stewart film that just came out, this Whitewater or whatever, where they imprisoned and tortured a journalist for 170 days because not only did he do an interview on the Jon Stewart talk show and he was in prison for that.
Yeah, we talked about this.
But I mean, yeah, that all doesn't that tie in? I mean, they are the ones who think that America is the great Satan and Israel is the great Satan and they're actively doing everything they can to put an end to that.
Well, I don't know what to say about what to say. I mean, pro-Israel, anti-Israel. I'm not pro or anti-Israel either way. I just that they have this huge overpowering military. They're a tiny little country, 7.5 million people, and they have nuclear weapons. Nobody else has nuclear weapons in the area, and you can understand why Iran would somebody else. I mean, just to level the plane, you can't have. You talk about Nazism. I mean, that's really. I mean, you're talking about overwhelming fascist forces. Good old Raytheon. Just pulled up an article. Raytheon is one of the big Iron Dome fucking
contributors.
Contributors. That's the word I was looking for. Contributors. I was losing it.
Yeah, that fucking Iron Dome is insane.
Iron Dome.
I mean, okay, during that whole little squabble, you know, Hamas and Israel had over, what was it, like last summer or some shit, right? You know, they were launching missiles back and forth. Palestine got, or Gaza got fucking leveled. I mean, it was just leveled.
Wouldn't you think they would send over provocateurs just to launch some missiles and be like, now look here, it's time to show off some new weapons, bud.
I think out of like the fucking
weapon defense,
like the 3,000 mortars and fucking missiles that Gaza launched over towards Israel, I think like two of them actually hit anything. Every single one of them was taken down by the
Iron Dome. Out of thousands of missiles that got sent over.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so when Israel's over here pleading for fucking help that, you know, they're so fucking afraid that Iran's going to fucking march over. And oh,
no, they're not.
Iran's got its spider web of terror and all these different countries. They're on five continents, you know, supporting terror plots and all this shit. I'm just starting to think, you know, I mean, are we really getting into these guys' little fucking locker room fucking bullshit? I mean, you know, what happened between Israel or, okay, what happened between the Jews and fucking Persia 3,000 years ago when, you know, the Jews were banished from, you know, the Holy Land there for that little period of time and they were over in fucking Persia fucking off? You know, I don't know. It's just, when that fucker gets up on stage and starts fucking pleading for our fucking help, I start wondering, you know.
And they don't need it.
Why are
they don't? They yeah. were asked. They were. I mean, he was thanking us for our help too, though. He's up there thanking for helping with the Iron Dome.
Oh, don't they have their hands in some of the banks and shit over there? I mean, aren't some fucking nice little fucking branches of banks?
Yeah, banks are a Jew thing.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, so they got
Knights of Templar.
They have banks, you know. in Israel. Yes,
yeah. I mean, banks are a very Jewy thing.
Well, I mean, no, don't they have branches of like major banks? I mean,
yeah, of course they do. I mean, they got McDonald's over there. They got, I mean, they're America.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like one branch off the fucking Rothschild banking network. I'm not talking about a local federal credit union on the block. I mean,
you got to look at Israel now. Let's take Billings, Montana, for example. Okay, there's this Billings, Montana, the city you see today, and then it gets crumbled down and torn apart, and different armies come here, and then thousands of years go by, and it's rebuilt and tore down and called different things and this and that, and then so thousands of years later, on this same land, another city is constructed, and then you call it Billings. Does that make it old Billings? No, this is a whole new fucking thing because it's a whole new different time. It's a whole new different things have happened. Eons of time have gone by. So, I mean, by calling it Israel, they're just calling it by a name that it was, this same land was a long time ago. Now it's a whole different fucking thing.
It's not. It's the same GPS coordinates, dude.
Yes, it is. It's the same land, dude. Yes. Yeah.
And somebody's great, 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 great granddaddy thought it was awesome there, and they wanted.
Well, they should call it Awesomeville or something. Why do they call it Israel?
Israel is what fucking that translates to awesome.
Awesomeville?
Yeah. Is, Ra, and El are all three different suffixes for things that are fucking awesome.
Three major awesome bird. Well, the sun. They all mean sun.
Yeah, they all mean God or the God. Sun, but it's awesome. Sun God. It could equally translate to fucking cool. You know what I mean?
Like, basically,
these things are fucking cool.
Like that,
and we just want to remember the things that we have passed down through the generations, which is like how we do things. Because this is gangster. This is fucking cool, and this is how we get down. And those guys don't agree with it. But that, fuck them, you know? This is how we do our thing. And I can't imagine taking that away from somebody on the premise that, oh yeah, your great, 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 great granddaddy's dead now, son. And this is mine. Fuck you. You know what I mean? That's retarded. Like,
So they should be allowed to have this huge overpowering military and just go, oh, here we go. Got a caller. How you doing? What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Chuck. I'm from Tucson.
How are we doing,
and,
Chuck?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm calling to comment on this, you know, Israel and the topic of Netanyahu coming to address Congress.
Absolutely.
For the third time, you know, here's my point, and I know others have made it out there in the media, but I still think it's very salient nonetheless. This guy has been telling us the same lie for over two decades now. Okay? He has been saying, oh, Iran is right around the corner. from getting a nuclear bomb, and oh, they're going to drive us into the sea, and they're all going to nuke us until we glow, and yada yada yada. The never mentioning Dimona or anything else, but you know, it just and it never comes to pass. And now even the Mossad, their own intelligence service, says no, they're not going for a weapon. How long are we going to keep listening to the statements of known liars and giving them any credence? That's my question.
Well, I think that's a really broad... I mean, when we talk about liars, right? I mean, then we're talking lawyers, priests, and most parents at this point, too, with the Santa Claus thing. And so it's really a matter of what your status quo, I think, is and what your goals are. And I think that's...
Well, yeah, but let's face it, the moms and dads, they're not running much lives other than maybe that of their kids and their own. I mean, this is a guy who's given the status of world leader, you know, and he's right up there with Dick Cheney and George W. Bush telling us the same stuff. Oh, we have to fear these people, and they keep cherry-picking false intelligence and waving it in our face and expecting that we're just going to keep swallowing it. And, well, apparently it keeps working, too. Because,
it keeps working.
I mean, did you see those little lap dogs clapping? They were like little sea lions.
Was there like seven standing ovations? It was ridiculous, actually, for this warmonger. They're all a bunch of bought by corporations.
Go Raytheon.
Yeah,
go
Raytheon. Circo.
Yeah, and of course, if you went up to any one of these politicians and just asked them flat out, excuse me, what country's interests do you have at heart here? The Israel's or the United States? Who takes precedence? I don't really think many of them would be able to answer the question if you had them on camera.
You know what they would answer is the stockholders of these corporations is who they have to answer to. The stockholders of Lockheed Martin, the stockholders of Boeing, stockholders of Raytheon.
Well, we've got Raytheon here in Tucson, and they're a big part of the economy, and they're a big part of the problem too.
The military corporate interests are what I feel is really it's frightening because it's going to cannibalize itself at some point. At some point, there's no more enemies to make up. What do you think about ISIS?
Well, I think ISIS is just like Al-Qaeda. It's another manufactured fiction of Western intelligence. You know, it's a boogeyman put there to scare people with. And, I'm not saying people aren't getting killed and people aren't getting their heads cut off, except, well, they're doing it at the behest of somebody. And let's not forget that they wouldn't be able to do it at all if we hadn't armed and trained and funded them in the first place. I take the Bill Hicks position that I'm really sick and tired of building these little tyrants up to the point to where we are forced to go over a deal with them. And that seems to be the modus operandi.
Well, that is a brilliant commentary to quote Bill Hicks. But I think the strong-armed position of the early 90s just isn't today's culture whatsoever. And I think we have to take a far more global position to think that you can just be in a small town in America and then just try to be xenophobic and isolate yourself from the billions and billions of people that live on the earth. I think it's ridiculous. People have to play nice and get along. And I feel like it's the Americans and Israel who are not playing nice and getting along with the other kids in the park.
Well, no, they're the bullies, and every time they get called out on it, well, it really doesn't matter because the United States has veto power at the UN.
Well, at what end are we trying to talk about? Because I think the end was that giving Netanyahu the means he needs to protect Israel, Jerusalem, and that position in the Middle East for American military bases is far
what
more.
What do you mean the means? That's a ridiculous statement because he already has the means. They've got enough nuclear weapons at Dimona to make glass out of most of the nuclear of the Middle East, okay?
Right, but that's not where the billions of Earthlings are. And once somebody starts putting off nuclear weapons, India's going to get involved, China's going to get involved, and they're going to get shut down.
Well, they'll never be nukes.
They're going to need to protect themselves from the retaliation of using heavy munitions.
There will never be nukes.
They can't because, the area geographically is just too small. It would poison them all. It wouldn't matter at that point if they dropped nukes.
So that's what I just said.
Dumb or crazy.
Okay. You said that I was wrong because they could just nuke, and then you just said that they won't nuke. And so that means that I was right, and that's what they need to do.
I'm not saying that there's people who aren't crazy enough to consider it. Let's just put it
well,
for that.
Again,
that,
but they're going to be dealt with. The retaliation of Earthlings will deal with them. There's 7 billion of us. Won't let that shit
Israel
stand.
Should have to give up their nuclear weapons, though. If either Iran should be able to have nuclear power, or if Iran's not allowed to have nuclear power, why should Israel get to have all these nuclear armed weapons? Not just nuclear power,
particularly
but
with no inspections.
Right. With no policing inspections. Themselves, and it's frightening.
Well, I mean,
no other country gets the exceptions that Israel gets on military spending, on their intelligence services, on anything.
But that's our puppet.
Human rights abuses. I mean,
across the board.
But our other puppet, Saudi Arabia, is only number 2 in human rights abuses.
Oh yeah.
Behind
North
Korea.
Saudi Arabia is even more
disgusting. It's only behind North Korea, and so. I think you guys are outweighing the decisions we've already made putting into this. Saudi Arabia and Israel are our military positions in the Middle East. And we're not going to compromise our own military position in the Middle East. That's ridiculous. And so we have to do what we have to do to protect it, which is going to be to back Benji up when he's in front of Congress.
Okay, maybe I'm being a utopian fool here, but I'm one of the people who says we don't belong in the Middle East at all. And if that makes me an isolationist or xenophobic somehow, okay. Whoa. Well, no, I'm not, I have no fear of them. I just said I happen to agree with our founding fathers. Let's stay out of other people's business.
The founding fathers wouldn't have been able to found Dick without French money. They borrowed that money to found this country in the first place. It was on a loan.
Yeah, did they invade France to get it?
No, France would invade us. Yeah, we kicked the shit out of France. We took their entire Louisiana Purchase.
We bought that.
We bought that fair and square, kind of.
With their own money.
2 cents on the acre.
That's
awesome. Yeah, but that was after the Revolutionary War, and we're talking, you're kind of jumping from one era to the next.
Well, I mean, but you were the one who bringing up the Founding Fathers. My contention is that the entire premise of this entire deal is to be globally positioned. I mean, that's why Europe went to America in the first place. That's why England started colonies in India and America and everywhere. Unless you want to go all the way back to King Henry VIII and be like, fuck King Henry VIII, because his imperialist policies to take over the earth with colonies was wrong. I mean, you're now bringing up 700-800 years of history.
Hold on. You're going crazy. We need to bring this back to Israel.
Israel's...
Israel, we have money there, and we're either pissing all of our military bases away and all of the shit we've put over there, or we're going to protect it. That's the point.
It's all going to ISIS.
Well, what happened to our military bases in Vietnam?
They got overrun, I think. We lost them physically.
Yeah, so it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that the same thing is going to happen at our military bases in the Middle East at some point, okay? Because the Pax Americana is simply not sustainable.
Yeah, all
it's
these,
going to collapse.
There were all these places that we held all over Iraq that now we're dependent on the Iraqi force to retake from fucking ISIS. So that means all these places that we once held with all of our fucking trucks and guns and cannons and mortars and all that shit, all sitting there because we.
Yeah, and now ISIS, are the ones that have them.
Exactly, they came through.
They can't fucking use them. Even if they knew how to fly Apache helicopters,
we trained them.
Okay, we trained a dozen of them, but they're not
trained the rest.
They're not pumping out of West Point. They don't have a West Point.
You don't know. Like they live in the desert.
You'd be surprised. They have a West Point over there.
Guys from West Point,
ISIS West Point
guys.
Yeah.
But that's in the short term. That's not in the long term.
We've been training them for years. I mean, we train no souls.
But as soon as they all die, like one time, there's not like a next wave of
young recruits coming in. Train them up and there's like a one-time use for them.
There's a one-time use for that shit. And in America, we've got more kids coming out of high school, stupid as fuck.
We used to take
every year
Iranian troops over here, train them to fly our fucking fighter jets, and then send them back home with the jets.
Right, and when they died, we would have to take on another guy. Yeah. Because this doesn't perpetuate a system. We're not teaching them how to fish. We're giving them fish.
But if you were given a car,
we hold the power.
But if you were given a car and taken to a town with no cars, wouldn't you teach everybody how to drive it?
No, because then they have weapons of mass destruction, and we're going to fucking hold the power.
So you think it's okay for Israel to have nuclear weapons and nobody else in the neighborhood can?
I wasn't around to make that decision, sir. What I'm trying to say is
I'm just saying.
We need to currently...
you need to be a politician. You're good at talking in circles, man.
In this decision-making process, we have money and troops and shit invested over there, and we're either going to lose it or we're not. And I would go with no.
So your argument is basically economic. It's like, well, we've got all this money in there, so we might as well just put everything in because we were dumb enough to put it there in the first place, right?
I didn't make that decision.
That's your argument. So
that's,
right?
My argument is I don't want to lose American assets. At any point, American assets are valuable because they're American assets. And at any point, I don't want to just start sacrificing assets without knowing their full strategic value.
What do you mean assets? Do you mean like
military bases, personnel, relationships on the ground, turning Iran into glass,
for
instance?
They sacrificed them. They blew them out of the water in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those, they're gone, okay? They burnt those bridges. I mean, you're kind of going for a false hope there.
Well, in Iraq, yeah, but not in Israel. I'm talking about in Israel, like the place where those nukes are, have our own troops guarding those nukes in Israel. We have American troops on the ground there.
Yeah, the Israelis will never let that happen.
It is happening.
They won't. So there's American troops guarding Dimona?
We have American troops that are assets there. I'm not saying have full battalions there, but I'm saying that we don't not know what's going on.
So we
could pull out of all of these foreign entanglements. Peel our stuff back, any assets. We can come out of all of this and let these people do what they want over there and work on our own infrastructure here in the U.S.
We could cut our military in half and still be the baddest military.
Still have the
so could Israel. Israel could cut their military in half and still be the baddest military in the Middle East.
Three other wars going on right now, and we are not involved in those. There's the Ukraine. There's the Kashmir. And then there's the India and China incursion skirmishes that are going on right now that have ramped up in the last 4 months. And there are like four massive wars going on in the world. And we're only worried about this one because why? Because that's where our fucking assets are. No. And that's where we have to defend. We don't give a shit about Ukraine. We don't give a shit about Kashmir.
You haven't read Indochina. All these wars.
Well, I would argue we did give kind of a shit about Ukraine when our own State Department poured $5 billion into those neo-Nazis' revolution.
Well, how much more money do we have in Israel? Like, what are we trying to defend here? Who's worth defending?
More in Israel, that's true.
I mean, something's got to be worth defending. We got to protect something. We got interests somewhere, and there's a lot of wars going on. We're not just throwing money at all of them. We're only throwing ones at the ones we care about. And that's this one. And I'm not saying that I have interest in this, but I'm saying that America as an institution has strategic assets there that I'm probably not privy to, but it's worth defending.
These corporations just want to show off some new warfare to sell to the other big governments, to sell to Russia and China. That's all these wars are, they seem to be, is just to show off new weapons. Look at how you can enslave your people, big government.
But I mean, and then when we look at last week's show or 2 weeks ago's show when we talked about the Panama incursion and all the fancy weapons they use there, I mean, that could be easily deployed in this same circumstance as well. And we didn't use any of those fancy tools when we invaded in the one with the K, damn it, in northern Iraq.
Kazakhstan.
No, the base we had in northern Iraq. Anyway,
Kabul?
The one that has Kabul. Recently been lost. That the caller was talking about?
I can't even keep track of it anymore.
Yeah, no, right?
The point is we've lost plenty of strategic positions over there that to the end is where we don't need to be losing anymore. And my contention is...
Well, gentlemen, it's been a really interesting conversation. I'm just going to close by making the observation, and it's not original to me, that You know, people who say that Israel is our only friend in the Middle East, well, I can only observe that before Israel was our friend, we had no enemies. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. Thank you, Chuck.
Good point.
Awesome call in.
Right on. That was an excellent call.
Wow,
man.
Chuck, man, you brought a lot of good points.
Yeah, they had a wiggle a little bit.
He's on it. That's excellent. I say we need to pull out of all these wars and pull our assets then, I say. Don't
pull.
Bullshit. We don't need to protect our assets. Pull them.
Yeah.
And then we will not lose our assets. We'll just regroup and maybe, you know, why don't we be trading with all these countries? Why don't we develop friendly relations with all of these people?
We've destroyed them all.
No, okay.
Instead of
destroy
them
and take over.
I got a question now. Why is Iran having nuclear capability really a bad thing?
No shit.
Well, according to Netanyahu, he says that...
Fuck what he says.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'm just
We're
talking...
We're done. He's so 5 minutes ago. I'm so done.
Yeah.
With Yahoo.
Yeah, I've been hearing that motherfucker on...
All right.
Stop.
Oh, no, I listened to his whole speech. It was very moving.
I read it. But just
Powell
like,
movie.
You know, Powell why... Move. With Iran having nuclear capability, which I... highly doubt it doesn't have already. I mean, come on. It's not that hard to hide some shit like that. You know, I mean, they're pretty fucking slick about it.
It's pretty hard to hide shit like that. There's isotopes and shit that's... They got meters. You can just find
that
shit.
You can buy off money. Money gets a lot of shit swept underneath the rug. Anyways, though...
Really?
Iraq is... Or Iran, I should say, is intent on killing all of the infidels.
Now, who said that?
Pairing.
One guy said
that. Iran. The supreme leader of Iran. He said himself. I had a quote pulled up, but I'll paraphrase.
The Ayatollah. Yeah.
Yeah. He will not rest until the Muslim or the Islam is rule of the, over the world, and all the other infidels are.
That'd be the same as having like a Ku Klux Klan leader.
So pairing
of a church.
Nuclear weapons with this Islamic extreme jihad ideology sounds kind of bad to me, though.
But how do we know those two things are going to merge? It's
what about our
Ku Klux Klan and our Westboro Baptist
Church? All right, I gotta point this out. That Pakistan is the number one Islamic country in the world, and they do have nuclear weapons. And
yeah,
nuclear
because
power.
They're friends with us because they
I
do
like
what
that.
We
yeah,
say.
That. Well, okay. I mean, so that. Why can't Iran
let's
have
say,
nukes
okay.
then?
let's say Iran has nuclear weapons tomorrow. Let's say they have nuclear power and they've created 3 or 4 nuclear missiles or whatever. Well, you think the U.S. doesn't have
missiles.
Laser satellites that can shoot these fuckers down?
Yeah,
own Iron Dome.
You think the U.S. doesn't have the technology to shoot down anything that they could create within the next? Fucking whatever.
North Korea can't even test
a rocket. Spaceships,
dude.
You know what I mean?
Suitcase nukes. Oh, it brings up my spaceship story, dude. Suitcase nukes were invented by Freeman Dyson in an attempt to build a spaceship that was powered on nuclear bombs, and he built like 1,000 of them. And at the time, we didn't know how to build them properly, and the fallout from the nuclear suitcase bombs was too much, and too many people would die. It was like 1 in 1,000. But the point is that shit exists, and suitcase bombs could fuck up it properly placed. It could be really bad. And if Iran just starts turning them fuckers out, suitcase bombs all over the world, that's bad. That's a bad day.
Like 12 Monkeys style, right?
It's a bad day.
Just go around the world.
Blowing places up.
Dropping the plague.
And so the plague, right? I mean, fuck, there's an endless amount of terrible things that could happen in the world. But I think that's why we have government. We have our finger on the pulse of what's going on. The fucking
make sure
NSA
there's always
has
terrible
never
things
come
that sure happen.
There's and I've downloaded so much illegal fucking porn on the internet, okay?
Careful now.
Like dogs
NSA
and stuff?
Does listen.
Like paid fucking pornography that I've stolen for free, okay, that I've taken. Money out of the pockets of big porn.
Not to mention programs and things like that.
Big porn corporations. And you know what? They've never called me. They're there to protect me from psychos all over the world. There's 7 billion people in the world.
Except for the other NSA guy that's watching through your fucking window, you jack off to the same porn. Like, how about that?
Yeah, do I? Is he shooting at me? Like, there's no suitcase bombs.
No,
going
he's
off
jacking
in my
off to you, jacking off to the porn, but secretly without you knowing.
But there's so many sick.
Where does it end?
In the world, like,
where does the jacking off to fucking porn? Where does it? Where does the jacking off?
Why is everyone jacking off so much?
Why is everybody jacking off so much?
Fucking Gaddafi.
Fucking.
Hey,
what's your dick in your
pants? I mean, do something else.
And then there's his boss jacking off to the other guy that's watching you jack off to the illegal porn.
Whoa.
Wow.
You've got some this sick fantasies.
You've
wow,
seriously buried this whole line of thought.
In my fucking, yes.
My contention was the NSA
suitcase
is there to protect
us. Bombs are bad, yes.
Suitcase bombs.
There's no laser beam in the world that's going to stop a suitcase bomb, dude.
Bullshit.
I don't
there's,
know, man.
There's technology that
they
could
can
knock
detect.
Time
them.
Cop, maybe? Maybe that's,
oh, no,
maybe
no.
They go backwards and mind fuck you.
Yeah.
That's what insane. They made a Tom Cruise movie about that, right?
Well, maybe that's why they're stopping the Hadron Collider. Remember
Minority
that?
Minority Report.
Yeah, Hadron
time travelers
Collider
are going in the future and stopping it. Maybe that's.
Maybe it gives them a link to all the timelines, and then they
maybe,
can just sit there and massage shit to their.
Maybe village. Israel. Maybe Israel's already destroyed the world, and it's just time travelers coming in and at the last moments trying to.
That's how they stopped the Hadron Collider from doing the shit. The mm-hmm. other, you know. What I
you
mean?
Know, yeah, because the Hadron Collider is actually, you know, it's endorsed by Shiva. And, you know,
and
fucking
door.
Jews.
Sponsored.
Jews.
Sponsored by Shiva.
Sponsored by
and Jews.
Shiva.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
Elohim doesn't care much for Shiva, dude. They're like, they're not friends.
Bitter.
Yeah. They're not buds.
They probably did bitter. It once, like back in college or whatever, but they're probably not friends.
There's just a
one of them got
margarita
like,
Monday
I think,
night
out of the deal.
And you know what I just did right there? I just called Elohim a girl, and that's gonna piss somebody off.
But we don't know.
Could Shiva's be. A dude, is what we do know. And if Shiva banged him,
like a feminine dude,
I didn't see a dude.
Pretty feminine dude.
So you don't know. He's got six arms, dude. You know what he's gonna do to a bitch, dude? He's like, you don't know what I can do.
That's like.
You can jack off and fuck her at the same time?
He's referred to as a he in every circumstance, dude. He gets down, I'm sure. Yeah. And he does this cosmic dance. Chicks dig that. You know what I mean?
It's the cosmic
Elohim.
Dance.
Elohim digs the cosmic dance. She probably gets into that.
Jesus.
So suitcase nukes were a real thing, though.
They still are.
I've heard that before.
So,
I've heard that said before.
No, suitcase
so that's
nukes
what Iran's going to get nuclear technology
in
and all of a sudden pump out nuke.
Yeah, and they're gonna, and that's their plan is that they're going to get suitcase nukes and bomb the planet.
Well, according to Netanyahu, yes, that is their plan.
They can proliferate the world with so many suitcase nukes that you'll never know where all of them are.
I want Netanyahu to call
that.
That
was like Team America's theme. That was the premise of Team America.
It's the premise of like most of my nightmares. Yeah, yeah, no. Like.
Like, I'm going to make these weapons of mass destruction.
Well, all one asshole has to do is
put
go
them all over the world.
Oklahoma City.
That was Team America, what you're saying.
Yeah, but no. That's fucking the real, that's the worst case scenario. That's the real worst case scenario. Is that some dickhead like Kim Jong-un plants suitcase nukes all over
as
the world.
As terrorists, Islamic terrorists plant them all over the world.
No,
yeah.
Kim Jong-un plants
them
because he doesn't give a
that
shit.
That was the
yeah.
plot of Team America.
The Chechenian Islamic.
All you terrorists, go plant it. I've been working on this plan for a long time.
So I will have to kill my translator.
So
that's the worst case scenario. Even South Park agrees. Suitcase bombs all over the world. And Iran is the one's going to do it.
It's anybody does it, it's a bad day. That's kind of
that
the point.
Is
that's
true,
kind
sure.
of why we need an NSA.
So we're gonna
like
have
if
be
anybody
of that.
Calls and says suitcase bomb, I'm doing it. We're taking them down. NSA is putting them in a fucking nether vortex, and that's it, dude. You know what I mean? Like
that's it. Bomb is in the bag and it's going down.
Doesn't even matter.
And then they just die. Yeah. And then just fucking laser the fuck
laser
where they,
from
right
sky.
In their faces.
Like they were just telling a joke to a text on a friend, dude. Laser beam,
kill
them.
Fuck
it's
it.
Not a funny joke.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's
cancer.
Yes.
It's like fuck saying fire in a movie theater or bomb on boom. An airplane. You don't say suitcase nuke in a text message.
Like it's some idiots were doing a radio show and they started saying some dumb shit. Just
right.
Yeah. Oh, they're
laser
fucking
beam the
heads
whole
out.
Place, dude.
True.
Drone strike. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Hellfire missile.
They can pay off all of our
hellfire missile.
Never talk about.
They'll never
again.
See it coming.
Cluster bomb the building and then napalm over the top. That would. See, now that's how empty radio should.
That's how we're going.
Cluster bomb to the napalm.
Well, they could take a big glass dome, put it over the whole thing, and then incinerate everything in the dome, peel up the dealing, and go away like it never existed. Bang.
Like a plasma dome or something.
Yeah, something like that. They, wow. I mean, they have stuff like that.
Hit you with an invisible laser and call it there.
Instead of Iron Dome, it's plasma dome. Like the new, it's the new shit. Mm-hmm. The new Iron Dome, plasma dome.
We need to get working on that. You know, I bet there's a government contract we could get to try and work on some shit like that.
I'm guessing it's a very limited study of the amount of men that are allowed to study why there were colonies in the first place. I'm talking like military colleges, military universities all over the world, but like why King Henry or all of the ancient kings in the first place wanted to have these massively far away satellite colonies that they controlled resources. Shanghai until, you've what, never, 1999?
Machiavelli.
India.
Machiavelli.
No, this is so much. This is
strictly resources.
It could... I mean, in some circumstances, it's resource-based, but in the Australian case, it's prisoner-based. In the in some American circumstances, it was just for vacation homes. Go ahead.
The reason, well, Machiavelli would tell you that the reason colonizing is you colonize first, because colonizing is cheap. You can catch some idiot and be like, hey, I'll get you a bag and a thing and a boat and send you to wherever. And if you end up making it, send word back, and then you have something set up, and then you send in military and everything.
Oh, that's colonizing a place where nobody is.
Anything. Well, that's how they start. You go somewhere. You send in. You get somebody who maybe is slick, who can speak the language, who's something. He's read some books.
Three options.
And you send him to Singapore. You send him back to somewhere, and he can speak the language, and he can do trade, and he can figure it out. And once he figures it out, then he sends back word back home, and then they bring in the military force. And that's why colonizing, because it's cheap. I mean, that's what Machiavelli will tell you. It's cheap.
Well, I mean, what was...
Colonizing is cheap. You can always find an idiot that's ready to travel and have it funded for him, and just go talk to the locals. Go hang out. Have a drink.
Look what we're doing.
Find out who's who. Who's the guy?
Yeah, I understand that. And then it happens. My contention is the positioning militarily for your clan or whatever, like, what is the benefit if you know that the people fucking in Shanghai are never going to attack your clan in, like, say, London City? Why does London City have these satellites?
That's the difference between republics and empires.
Control.
It all comes back to Machiavelli. I mean, he'll explain all that. Yeah, exactly. A republic has borders, and an empire wants to keep going. That's why an empire has to have constant immigration. It has to have more souls, bigger, bigger, bigger. A republic has borders, and then we're not going to allow. We have our own people. We'll
like the Republic
take
of
care
China,
of things. Like the Republic of Greece, like the Republic. Republic, I mean, there was
any republic.
Republic, yeah. There's just and in the end,
and then some people would call that xenophobic, though.
Yes, right.
A republic, yes, even would be now you're automatically a xenophobe.
Yes,
society, because you're in a republic.
But that's really the two types of societies there are, is republics and empires.
In your framework, but I mean, yeah.
And the whole, that's what it is. And that's why colonizing, you go out. There would be no need for a republic to have to go out and colonize. Only an empire would fund something like that.
Right, and that's why the United States is really getting dicked on this whole Puerto Rico thing right now. But
yes, there's such nice beaches there. How dare the United States not get a hold of some beaches down there? I mean, Cuba was already a fuck, but
no, I mean, we're an empire. We should be buying that shit. That's our. We're going to take that shit anyway. Cuba, Puerto Rico, all the West Indies. We came here for that shit in the first place. That's some dank sugar. That's some dank tobacco.
Coffee.
They got some good shit over there, and we still want it. I want it now. I want to go over there. I want a bag of sugar. I want a bag of coffee. I want a bag of weed.
Cocaine.
Come on. Show up from the West Indies.
And that sweet ass.
I want that sweet shit right here in Montana. Like, why doesn't that... Where is my guy who's trading that shit right now? Like, that doesn't exist. And if I, Eric, was going to start this corporation and be like, we're going to do something and make some maneuvers in the world, I'd say we should open up Cuba. And they have. And that's cool. And we can really trade with Cuba now and get Cuban cigars. Like Cuban cigars. The dank. Now legal in the States. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I smoked Cuban cigar years ago. Smoked them several.
I smoked a cigar rolled by Cuba.
It wasn't that good. Really drove up the prices of all those things, though. And Cuba probably did very well. Is Fidel dead yet?
He's getting there.
Disappeared and they ain't seen him in a while already, or something? Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah, anyway, there's so...
still videos coming out every couple months.
Just like David Rockefeller kind of and fucking...
drives up
Elvis
the prices.
Elvis are throwing spades somewhere.
Watching the Tupac show.
Yeah, wait for Tupac to show up and fucking...
Absolutely.
But we got way off topic on that one.
So, yeah, I mean, but... I'd like to go back to these suitcase bombs, really, and say that Iran is... I would propose that Iran is probably not going to use nuclear power to make suitcase bombs. Why... I mean,
man,
So, where else do you say Pakistan or wherever has them too?
India,
but Pakistan's India worrying about them. Kashmir China. And China. One of the biggest issues in Kashmir is whether or not somebody's going to show up with a suitcase nuke. People are pissed about that. It's one of the biggest war conflict zones in the whole planet, the Earth.
Only governments can get these type of things.
You can. They give off so much radiation. There's sensors out in society that are searching for radiation like this.
How cool is that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We need a story on that. Like, where's all these radiation detectors? Like, wouldn't that be a trip?
Police officers.
They're everywhere. Wherever there would thought to be an actual suitcase nuke, there are sensors that would pick that up. I mean, only certain type buildings even give off radiation. I mean, like the hospital, the airport, maybe the police station. I mean, there's only, like, they give off...
All of these radioactive materials release isotopes that are
picked up by satellite sensors around
the world. You can tell there was a thing that happened here.
Right.
So how hard is it to detect all these things then?
Are we talking about the feasibility of suitcase nukes really coming down? Is that what we're talking about?
Iran's secret plot is to make suitcase nukes. To do what? I mean, I don't think that's their plan. I think they just want to be a society that has nuclear power to have citizens... take better care of their slaves or whatever, you know what I mean?
They want YouTube. Yeah. They want some Facebook.
Love it.
They right. gotta understand it. So
they want to see some fisting on Pornhub.
And I'm not going to hate on them for wanting to take better care of their slaves.
That's all I'm trying to say. I mean, that's all the American dream is lost, is taking better care of our slaves. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's all. Slaves are not being taken care of properly.
Not here in the U.S. A lot of them are not. Actually.
Never have been. And all over the world, slavery has been perpetuated for thousands of years. It's like the number one... like good idea, and for some reason Americans can fuck that up too. You know what I mean?
Why the hell do we let that happen?
It's just amazing. It's in the Bible. It's everywhere. It proliferates all of human history. It's on Egyptian tablets and Babylonian tablets
because they made it a race thing.
The slave was washing my balls, and I said, "Good slave." And so I mean, it's the oldest thing ever.
Build me a temple.
Right, you awesome fucking slave, you. I'm going to treat you to some awesome elven bread tomorrow. Right. Two bites.
Beer.
You get two bites of elven bread tomorrow.
Be like, all the slaves. Tell the whore to get out here and blow. Not a long one. I don't want it too comfortable.
Get that whore in the box. Throw him in the box with the whore.
4 minutes?
So, yeah, I mean...
Wow.
Locked in the cage.
I wish we were just the kings of the universe. We could really run things a lot better, I'd say.
There would be some good times, and then there would be some great times. Yes. That's a fact.
Someone needs to put us in charge of some shit, I swear.
Yes.
I'm just trying to consider, like, if colonization has always been, right? There's a guy in Tucson right now who wants our nation to not have satellite colonies. And I'm wondering how many nations exist without foreign embassies. Like, how many like nations in the history of ever thought it was a good idea to just be fully xenophobic and that would last?
China.
China's a really great example.
Japan.
I agree.
Japan.
Almost the same thing.
But they fucking kicked ass. They're kicking our ass every day.
One nuclear reactor falls over and the whole place is fucked, though. You know what I mean?
It's already fucked. It's China. It's completely fucked. Well, we got to go to break here. The production team
Because even Japan, China, all them people are not out of reach from the Empire. No matter how much Republic wants to be a Republic,
they are
the Empire will infiltrate.
You can get a Chinese wife in a box, we're already there.
Thank you. Music by Akvan, Iranian American metal.
Right, he loves blonde hair, blue eyed men. So.
Yeah,
no, that's not true. That's not true.
Iran, directly translated, is Aryan. So
that track was cool. That track was titled "Iran, Land of the Aryans."
Land really? Of the Aryans.
Nice.
Yeah.
Land of the SS fucking super soldiers. Well, glad to see everybody so lively tonight. Intel Scanner Tuesday nights. We're glad for everybody tuning in tonight. Here, good call-ins, good topics. Everybody seems to be pretty on point. Should we jump on to net neutrality? We want to stay on Israel.
And we'd like to remind our listeners, we do have a chat room at mtradio.net/chat.
It's a truth-pocalypse here tonight.
Truth-pocalypse.
That's actually what apocalypse means in the first place,
man. I mean, I might as well say it like that. It sounds a lot, you know, less threatening. It's a truth-pocalypse.
Yeah, it's a good word. What, so net neutrality, huh? That passed, okay? The president has signed a secret bill from three bureaucrats. Senator John Boehner is all over this one. It's on Twitter. Boehner. It's on everywhere. It's all over the internet. And everybody's in an uproar. Jon Stewart does a bit on it. John Oliver's done a bit on it. Fox, NBC, CNN.
Intel Scanner.
Because there's a 322-page document that's being kept secret and yet being about to be implemented.
Yeah, because...
That's ridiculous.
Basically, it comes back to suitcase nukes, dude. We're not going to let you say suitcase nukes on the internet... And get away with it.
I'm just saying like, it right now in the chat room.
Suitcase nukes.
Suitcase.
So.
Nukes.
I mean, if we can get a suitcase nuke into the White House, would that not be ideal, false flag, to just take away all the rest of our rights? And, you know, now everybody has to have a little camera in their house showing the government what they do.
That's what we need.
Full on 1984.
All right.
Using the preposterous fear of suitcase nukes or whatever.
We really thought that nowhere else was going to rival America in how beautiful it is, how vast the country is, how great the scenery, and how awesome the electricity and the people were going to be and the freedoms. But it turns out, dude, that there's a lot of awesomer places in the world, like New Zealand and certain parts of Luxembourg and Wales. And
China's got some cool shit.
There's some really cool places in China and Kazakhstan.
It's nice places all over the world.
That aren't irradiated. So the point is that rich people will just leave. Like, that's what I think we're dealing with right now. Like, if they false flag the White House, I think all the rich people would just say, fucking them out, and move to Canada, Mexico.
So if they Reichstag the White House, because we've said this before on the show, that if Barack Obama burned down the White House and blamed it on, nationalists and whoever he wanted, that it would be on. I mean, that would really be his best plan for, or DHS's plan.
I mean, that's what they don't want to tell you. I mean, there's a better Sturgis Bike Week in Dubai than there is in Sturgis or in Daytona. There's a better rock concert in Ibiza. In Germany than there is in New York City. There's better music in England, always has been, than there is in the States.
I don't know about that either.
But
I don't know about any of those statements. I don't know.
Green Day?
And that's just my point. Like, what are you defending when they...
I've never traveled anywhere. I've only been here.
But that's the beauty of Google Maps. I've driven on the streets of, like, every major city in the world through Google Maps. Like, I've seen it all, dude.
They're pretty cool, actually. So you think they... Net neutrality, is they going to get rid of that?
No, net neutrality...
Why aren't they showing us? Why? What is in these 322 pages that's so scary secret that they can't tell us, but they have to implement it? Come on now, there's something in there that we're going to not like.
I think the emergent properties of the internet are going to come into fruition. The emergent properties in the internet are something to the effect of, like, massive artificial intelligence. There's massive amounts of data points. Like, there's a principle in physics, right, where if you get enough data points in an average, that you'll always get the right answer. And so when you always have a large enough set to draw from, the average of that will be close to the right answer in almost every random circumstances. And this is the foundation of artificial intelligence in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is that the emergent properties of the internet and the ability to know the things that the internet can tell you, like that you can divine, like the Oracle, isn't going to be for everybody. It's going to be for the United States government, and they're going to tell which corporations can have that information. They're going to be able to lease that data out for limited periods of time, but they got to own it first. And if they don't own it, they can't lease it. And if they can't lease it, they can't make a profit on it. And if they can't make a profit on it, they can't afford to keep it going.
Yep.
And so they have to do that. It just has to happen.
So they have to regulate the internet.
Yeah, I know, right. That sounds like it just went through a lot of stuff there that don't agree with. So, no, why can't it just keep going like it is?
We are doing that already, and the Congress is trying to say that we don't have the legal authority to continue to run the NSA and protect the internet the way we have been doing. So we need a new legal framework to protect the NSA and continue doing the job that it is already doing.
And also, wouldn't shows like this become a target? Political speech of any kind will become a target.
They're there to defend us. We don't cause a threat. We are only disseminating...
We do cause a threat to who we...
No, because
we oppose.
We get CIA random caller number one to phone in, and he can, and we'll allow him to put in his regular propaganda, and he can add whatever propaganda he wants to the show. We'll allow that in the Fox News clips.
Propaganda. I agreed with everything he said.
A lot of it I did too, actually.
Right, but you guys don't understand the framework of what it is to have a nation. You guys aren't Freemasons. You guys don't care. You guys are xenophobes that would rather live in a cave.
The cave, not but
a
I mean,
large cave,
a very big Republican
without the
cave.
Internet,
with really fast internet,
yeah. Big titty bitches,
yeah. A big titty cave was really
not
fast
a suitcase nuke to be found anywhere.
Yes,
yeah. can I grow some weed in my cave?
Hell no. Yes. What do you mean no? See,
there's no light in a cave. No, and if you live in a cave, you don't have electricity, and so they have to grow that shit outside. You have to have friends to defend your crops. This Why? Is the formation of government.
Yes.
It's like that's what happens with Mexican drug cartels. Like, I'm the boss, but you guys have to guard the poppy fields. And then those guys are going to pick the poppies, and you don't fuck with them. Don't touch the poppies. You don't use the sauce while you're out there. And that's the fundamental framework of whatever. I think I'm
building pyramids. Yes, that is the fundamental
of building anything.
Of building almost anything.
Tom Sawyer had to stand back and watch the rest of his friends and manage who got some paint, and he had to get this guy a brush, and he had to get that guy the canister, and he wasn't even painting anymore. He was just managing the crew, and somebody has to be the boss, dude. And although it was Tom Sawyer's accountability and responsibility to paint that fence, he didn't actually lift the brush, other than to pass it off to another guy who was actually stacking the blocks for the pyramid. But no, it's not actually their pyramid. It's Tom Sawyer's pyramid. And he's the one who's in charge of painting the fence. And just because he got his friends, who out of the goodness of their hearts decided to help their buddy out, and painting this fence, we all got well compensated for it. Everybody got a sandwich at the end. And and the fence painted.
I love sandwiches.
And tuna fish. And so everybody was fed, given time off, and Tom Sawyer treated his slaves well. They gave him names. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I give you nicknames and a sandwich.
Everything, man. I call you Ray Ray and you Tic Tac and you Boo Boo. Yeah, so you guys are good pyramid builders.
So fundamentally, if you want to do a task, you require this organizational skill of administrating people. And one guy is in charge of that. And it doesn't make him the bomb or anything, but the book's titled after him, you know, because you guys just painted the fence. You guys are just pyramid builders. It's not about you. It's about the guy who organized the pyramid building is who the story is about. That's the title of the book. And I don't think.
But then there was the one guy. He's trying to build a pyramid. The slaves are like, we're hungry. He's like, I don't really feel like giving you anything. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to whip all of you now.
They just leave. And they go out in the desert. They're like, fuck you, and I'm out. They rain frogs from the sky and then leave.
God shows up. He says, hey, you fucking, let's do some stuff. You're free. Fucking.
And then they
swallow. A little lamb's shake of a lamb's blood.
There's a water thing, and we fucking you walk through.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Next thing you know, we got Israel.
Next thing you know, fucking we got Air Jordans and AK-47s. It's fucking up.
No, then we got Israel conflict. And then one thing leads to another. Philadelphia.
You guys thought that shit was bad. Get ready. No.
Shit.
But,
so this is awesome. They're going to make it so that whoever has an opposing opinion to the highest bidder will not get their, they'll be get shut down is what I'm afraid of.
That's not right at all.
I think that's how it's going to go, though.
What's going to happen is that the internet moves faster than most people think it does, right? Your crappy little internet connection at your house doesn't even pales in comparison.
I got South Korean internet.
To the real
so fast
speed of the internet. Okay, like the internet actually moves files from like your computer to Germany and back again in light speed. That's how fast the internet is. And the idea is that the light speed end of the internet, the new internet that they're building, is going to be reserved for major corporations. And your old crappy internet dial-up, like, I don't know if you know this, but you can phone dial any two computers right now, today. You can still modem connect any two computers. Windows has that file. And
Let's send that over to production. Is that?
Yeah, if you still got modems in there.
Yeah, modems exist, and you can phone connect. You can build a BBS out of scratch, out of your basement at any point, and you can start your own internet tomorrow on phone lines. Okay, and so the point is that they just are in every time it upgrades.
So are we starting our own internet tonight?
No, Sean already has his own internet. You know what I mean? It's happening. The professor and the internet squad dude is on.
I don't know anybody.
It's on.
And so, but my point is that
you got a whole pocket full.
If you wanted to compete with them, you could.
Bob and Bob too.
But if you want to fight with them over their toy, that's dumb. Like, you have a toy, and it's called phone lines, and it's for everybody, and you're allowed to use it. But if they're going to build a new toy, which is light-speed internet, you're not allowed to play with that toy unless you pay into it. Like, we didn't just build this thing. It's like trains. You can't just run a train. You can't just buy a train and be like, I'm going to buy a train and start running shit up and down the tracks, and fuck you guys, I'm going to do my own thing. You can't. Those train tracks belong to somebody. And you have to buy the space and the time to get in on those tracks. You can't just do whatever. But at the same point, is you and your neighbor can build railroad tracks between each other's yards and then push rail cars back and forth between, you know, with like barbecues or whatever. So you're allowed to build your own internet or your own rail car system between you and all your friends that live next to each other. That's your freedom or whatever. But if you want to play with their fucking toy. Yeah,
no, I want their toy. They made it. They got us used to it. Now they're going to be
They got you hooked on the drug?
Hey, did you want this one for free? Mr. First hit's free, man.
How much of our money did they use to build
so fucking
that
rude.
Toy, though?
Which toy?
Their toy.
You are the one who okayed pigeoneering some of the money that you gave them for military shit that you can't use anyway. Yes. You can't just requisition an F-14. Be like, I need to go on a date. It's prom. I'm taking my prom date in an F-14.
I want to tank
if you have enough money.
Some super sweet 16, like you're like the MTV show where they have the idiots
parties. So no, the military is allowed to do some shit with your money that you're not allowed to play with.
I know, they got some cool toys.
And so this is just another one of those toys that they're going to sell to corporations and then try to generate the military-industrial complex some more bucks to do other cool stuff with that has nothing to do with you. They're about going to Mars. And they're about putting fucking gas stations on the moon.
What about
you're not allowed to use that gas station either, if you were wondering.
What about what you said earlier?
If I built my own spaceship and go there, I could.
But they would still lease you the property and the parking pass.
You
gotta
pay tax, man. You can imagine that? It's like 75 cents a gallon extra. Fuck.
Just because you're from the States. If you were from Iran, it'd be free.
Oh, well... Socialists.
I built this really cool spaceship.
I don't know where you were going with that.
Boss. Oh, what about what you said earlier about Mars? About the whole JFK...
Dude, new information has come to light. We need a bell for this segment there, Professor. We need a bell for
We used to have sound effects.
For the new information.
Back when production team...
I couldn't find that link to that either.
Back when production team cared.
Oh, this is real.
I couldn't find the link to it.
I linked it to one of you guys' Facebooks. It's in your personal messages. Either you or...
I got one about the fluoride guy or whatever.
We're doing that. We're upgrading the show. Next level bullshit, dude. Yeah. Shout out to that guy who's kicking ass and doing the same thing we're doing. We're hoping to upgrade, maybe even call that guy from the show one of these days.
That'd be cool. I like that guy, actually. I like that show. He does his research. He looks into stuff. He's not always right, in my opinion, but sometimes he tries. He does, you know, what the hell.
And I think we're trying, and we're doing the same thing, and to be heard, and I think that's the next level of our production. So keep checking back on Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
Fuck yeah. We're doing it.
So the point is 1900 and... all right, let's go back.
100 okay. billion.
Doesn't even matter. There's a guy who invented some shit named Nikola Tesla. Okay?
Big Tess.
And...
Big Tess.
He invented something called a free energy rocket. Okay? And mostly those plans... aren't reproducible, right? Like most of the people who have been able to download those plans and find them through an old book or online and then build the rocket have not been able to reproduce the Tesla free energy rocket. But here's the conspiracy, okay? Conspiracy goes that Tesla dies in 1953 or whatever in a hotel room, and the government storms it and takes all of his shit and then classifies it immediately. The next 10 years, they spend building the Tesla free energy rocket, and NASA, in its fruition through the 50s, sends out these probes, right? We sent out Voyager in the 70s, but there was this one that they sent out in the 50s, and I really wish I had my data in front of me. But we sent out the satellite in the 50s, and this is real. NASA sends a satellite towards Mars,
Israel.
And it crashes on Mars in the 50s. In 1962... the United States government sends a spaceship and a manned crew to Mars to fix the shuttle or the probe. Because what the fuck are we going to do on Mars? What, like set up a colony? What, nobody wants to live there. Okay, the place is fucked. All right, so they show up on Mars, they fix the satellite, they send it back up in the air, and they drive back. Because there's nothing to do out there, so they just drive back. We're not keeping stuff on Mars until fast forward to the 1990s.
That's like when we have 30-year fucking trip to there and back.
No, it's a five-year trip.
Not in the Tesla free energy rocket.
Yeah, it's a five-year trip on today's rocket technology to Mars. In the 1950s, on a Tesla free energy rocket, it's probably a three-year trip if you could really haul ass the whole time.
Yeah.
And so it's a three-year trip each way, and they do it in 1962. So the President of the United States gets this briefing, is shown the video that is posted on YouTube, about the shuttle crew coming in with the video pointed at the real NASA satellite on Mars. The team drops down, and then the video cuts out. You assume that they fix it, and it goes back on its way. But they show proper barometer. They're reporting the proper barometric pressure of Mars. They're reporting the proper, all of the shit that you would expect, the proper temperature, the proper barometric pressure, the things you can't learn unless you're actually on the surface in the weather, that they know and they're reporting in the video. So anyway, the story goes on to say that President Kennedy sees what they're spending the money on and what they're actually doing, and that we have this Martian fucking mission. And he's like, wait, what? You guys are into planets and shit? You're going to Mars? Okay. He gets on TV and challenges them to be like, we're going to put a man on the moon.
Why would they kill him over that?
Because he was... If it got out that they actually could build a Tesla free energy rocket and put and put men on Mars 20 years ago, even in 1969 when we had a man on the moon, if they were saying that that was even old technology at the time, that that would be heresy, and that 20 years ago they were building Tesla free energy rockets, that would have been a scandal. A scandal! And so, no, they cover the whole thing up. They kill Kennedy. They put a man on the moon, but then fucking forget the whole thing. And nope, we have no assets on the moon unless we do, and we're not talking about it. But no, I mean, it would be too much money. There would be money all over the books to show moon missions. People would see it. It would be reported. Nobody even talks about, like, they launched out of my neighbor's yard to the moon.
You can bury that all those funds and all the fucking spending that they spent launching shit, though. I mean,
no, but visual accounts. Like, they can't just move that many missions back and forth to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of private shit going on. I mean, people looking out into the fucking stars at night. You know?
Yeah, there's a big difference between, like, North Korea launching another satellite into orbit and then putting men in a ship and then doing a four-stage breakaway system to try to get into orbit and then push out of orbit into the planetary system. I mean, I don't know if you've ever played Kerbal.
You're a moon landing believer. You believe that it happened?
Oh, okay. It's actually was done on old technology. Like, between Tesla free energy rockets and putting men on the moon, that's old hat. Like, that was
easy. Well, we might have the rockets to be able to get there, but human beings can't travel far out into the radiation.
It's nothing. What they mean by nothing in space is there's nothing.
Right.
There's nothing in space.
Right.
Because it's space.
That's what I hear.
Oh, there's still
the Van Allen radiation belt is
coming out of the sun and shit. You know, I mean, there's still shit. Atoms out there.
Right, but they're not. Yeah, they're
organized. Yeah,
there's heat.
But they're there.
When you get hit by like a solar wave or whatever. But no, I mean, no, people are in suits, and you could put on a face mask and go outside in space. Like, we can send people up there all the time. Like, there's pictures.
Well, yeah, right in our orbit, right in the Earth's orbit. But once you get out past our atmosphere, it's a whole different ballgame out there.
Yeah, but we have probes. We've been sending probes out there for 75 years.
Probes
aren't
living organisms. I mean, we're human beings are still...
Yeah, we've sent monkeys and... In the probes, rats just in the probe. Like, here's rat. Here's a week's worth of food. Boom, and he's gone. Like, they live for the week's worth of food.
I would believe in stargates and wormholes before I would believe in space travel, like that. I just don't know. I'm not discounting like,
okay,
going to Mars and going to the moon and everything. But it just I just don't know.
Physically, with our computer-assisted PID technology and the rocket power that we have today, super easy drive to the moon. You'd be up to the moon, back a couple weeks, no worries. So it's not a tough drive technologically. If you want to put in this other element of like medically, human bodies can't subsist in the nether void, you know, then that's something else entirely. Then I guess I've never been in the nether void and can't tell you, but I guess I've heard of guys that say they were in the nether void, like Buzz Aldrin, and although he's a Freemason, seems like a pretty straight shooter to me.
I don't know. It could have been faked.
Yeah.
The whole moon landing could have been faked.
Yeah.
At the very least, it could have been.
Fuck, they had every reason to fake it.
They had a good...
Okay,
good point.
So, I mean, no, but the point is they had such superior technology to that at the time that they just showed you that. They showed you that we could put a man on the moon, but don't even question that we could put a man anywhere on Earth in 15 minutes, and we could put, you know what I mean, munitions on the ground anywhere in 15 minutes. Like, that's what the shuttle's main goal is for. It's supposed to be able to drop to any position on the Earth in 16 minutes from a polar orbit. Like, that's what the original military specs for the shuttle were about. And so, no, this is totally possible. About the nether void thing, shit. You should be able to Google that. You should be able to Google mice in space. Like it's been done.
We should start sending up mice into space.
Right? Like, just...
right here in the parking lot. We're just going to start shooting mice up in rockets.
Me and the professor could build you a rocket that would get... but it wouldn't go into orbit. It would just, like, go up that high and come back down.
No, I'm just being fucking idiot.
Oh, we could, you know, you could build a big one.
So what do you think? You're trying to say that not only is that the moon landing a fake...
I thought so. I think it was, what, the third Intel scanner we did? We had a big issue because I was, and more people voted for that it happened, and we had a big show. It was 8-9 people, and I was voted down. I still think I wasn't convinced, though. Nobody brought any evidence, but more people said it was real.
No, they had every reason to fake it. Like, I'm not gonna...
I brought everything I had.
They had... they was using green screens. There was all kinds of weird stuff. That what we got shown,
Stanley Kubrick,
was not the moon landing. If they did go,
the original video of the moon landing that NASA had is gone. Is lost. Is gone. What we see now is a recording of a TV screen. That's what we see now.
Right. But when Buzz Aldrin, when he was asked, and he's asked every fucking year. But the interview I've seen most recently was in 2013.
Punched some guy in the face when he asked him, to say that the moon landing was faked or something.
Really?
Buzz Aldrin just punched somebody, yeah.
Well, no, he will punch you over it. Yeah. But the deal is that he said that what he saw and what he took pictures of, when you see what he saw, you'll know what he knows. But he can't even tell you. He's not the expert. He can't even tell you what he saw. It's not his job. He was a fucking cameraman. He'll be like, I'm a cameraman on the moon. And I was in... and he... but the other thing is we have pictures of this moon of Mars, which has a shadow 7 miles long, like the one on the backside of the moon. And Buzz Aldrin has made comment about that particular structure as well, saying, I've also seen that one. And when you know what that is, you're going to know a hell of a lot more about what's cracking. And it's very interesting to think about how Buzz Aldrin, 33rd degree Freemason, NASA, met Wernher von Braun. I mean, the whole thing. He knows. It's real.
Why haven't we been back to the moon?
What's going on? Strategic.
Why haven't... If to bring this back to imperialism and colonialism, what...
Well, ask your friend Machiavelli. If we've been
there,
no.
If we've been there, then why haven't we completely raped it? Why haven't we completely raped all the resources? Because that's what imperialism does.
I think as soon as people find out that there's air on the moon, that it'll fuck your entire perception of God and Earth and your necessary connection to the spirits.
Fuck my
people. How is that?
Most people,
because there's air on the moon. That what point is?
That'd be cool.
That'd be great. Yeah. How is that gonna? Oh. There is no God now. My whole faith is shaking.
I don't believe in God.
There's no God. air on the moon.
Or is there?
Well, maybe the government just lied and said there's no atmosphere on the moon.
Yeah, but no, if there's air on the moon, that would fuck up people's religion. Because that would mean that there are elements, air, earth, water, and fire, on other worlds. And that would mean that the puny God that supports their fire God on earth... you know what I mean?
It's impossible to look up at the stars and not have any kind of inclination that there has to be some other planet out there that harbors something close to what we see here. I mean, to think that in that complete vastness that we are completely alone, that's fucking scary.
That would be scary.
You can't walk out there in your lifetime, if that's what you're trying to say. You're alone in that regard. Like, there's nowhere driving distance in your lifetime that you can drive to from
here. But at one time, it was a lifetime to get from Arabia to here, you know? Because, you know, we didn't have ships that would fucking go that far. You know, you had to depend on ocean currents or fucking walk it, you know? I mean, fuck, you'd spend your whole life. Now you can do it in fucking 12 fucking hours, you know? So, it's not our time yet, but it's gonna come soon.
And so you're trying to say later that... in the infinity of all the stars, somebody has figured it out how to tread.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You still wouldn't break the time barrier. Like, as soon as you take off, everybody you've ever known is dead.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's the converse of it. So there is no economy. There is no going back. There is no nothing. As soon as you break the time barrier, like the speed barrier...
That's a good point.
You're not fighting for anything anymore. It's you and your ship, and you're fucking gone. And it's your destination. And you're not going to be there when you get to where you think you're going. It's going to have changed so much in that time frame that if there were thinking, feeling people there, they're going to be pissed.
That's why the movies like the movie Avatar is totally just won't exist. Because the people back that want to mine the fucking super element or whatever they're mining won't even know about what's going on over.
In the movie, they bring up the time difference, and they say that it's 25 years. And so that they say that it's within lifetimes, and so that the mining consortium can last through the lifetimes. The shipments come every 25 years. And it only took 50 years to set it up to do the round trip. And so that happened in a lifetime, and then they got the shipments in lifetimes. And
that set it up for their sons.
And that's what Jim's talking about. Jim's saying that in somebody's lifetime, there's going to be a 25-year trip from here. Like, you'll be able to just get in your car and drive for 25 years and land and get out.
Google will drive it for you.
And, yeah. I mean, obviously, you'll want to sleep through most of this. And so when you, and then you'll wake up somewhere at the same age as when you left. It'll be 25 years later. But again, you're not getting home in any reasonable period of time. Everybody's dead. It's 50 years have passed before you make the round trip, even if you look the same. And then why wouldn't you just take the trip? Like, why don't you just put me in hypersleep for as long as possible, second start of the ride, straight on till morning, and then when it wakes me up, I hope that I have a lifetime's worth of food waiting for me, and I'll get out and just drive manually for a minute, and it'll be cool, and it'll be so far away, and I'll still be 35. It'll be cool. I can drive a spaceship. Don't get me wrong. I'm smart enough.
And you could just land anywhere and the wheels pop out.
Yeah.
Set up air, a little, got oxygen.
Set up a little hot dog shop, hot dog stand, start making burritos and shit.
Well, your little spaceship will have a thing that'll sense where the next closest planet is that can support you.
Yeah, it'll just have it'll its just sensor know. Range. And as it starts moving into deep space, its sensors will just pick up things as they come into range and will decide on its own what's habitable. Wake me up. I'll decide.
I'm all about space travel. I wish we were pursuing it more.
I think it's what it's about. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that's humanity's goal. We need to build these pyramids so we can get dudes into space. Like, we need to unify these people so that and put away their petty squabbles, dude. It just has to happen. One God will unify them all. And a lot of people,
Yahoo is that God.
A lot of people call that God Allah, dude. And a lot of people for a long time have thought that that one God has provided medicine and math and booze and cool shit for hundreds and hundreds of years and are leading us on the precipice of all of these things. I don't know, man.
Well, we've got a lot of places on this show.
Yeah.
We've gone all of our... I would like to say a little bit more about net neutrality. Do we think Intel Scanner and people that are doing shows like this, are we going to get thrown off the air?
Are we going to be censored to the point where we just don't want to do this anymore?
Right. Anyway?
Keep this phone number and we will always have a bulletin board system where you'll be able to fax in or you'll be able to call in with your phone modem into the professor's BBS system.
Yeah, you'll be able to pick us up on some undernet somewhere.
Yeah,
undernet.
They'll never get us off the air,
the
dude.
Undernet.
You ever seen Johnny Mnemonic, dude?
No.
I don't think so. One.
What?
No. Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I didn't watch it, probably.
That is that, but that, in that dystopian future, you can't keep people down, is the point. Like, no matter what technology they come up with, people are going to learn how to use it. And me and the professor will backwards engineer it, and we'll use it against you. And you know what I mean? That's why you can't let it get into public. That's why it has to stay military. That's why they need to have their separate fucking thing. Because people get their little grubby hands on it.
Breakaway society, really. From everybody else, there's this little elitist club of assholes that get to control all this super power technology.
It's called Atlantis, bro. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. It's at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that didn't work out very well, and I'm not thinking
it worked
that,
out awesome.
You know,
they nuked Mars. Come on. That was rad.
Atlantis nuked Mars.
I'm just saying, Mars is definitely nuked.
Dead something, dead. Yeah.
It was no. We can. There's.
I don't know about nuked. I think maybe there was like a civilization and like they had nuclear power and it leaked.
No, it was spatial nuclear bombardment. They've got blast sites. They've got detonation of how large the munitions were, how big the casing was to create such an impact with so much. Yeah, they've backwards engineered the entire attack.
It was wow. The idiot.
Spatial bombardment of nuclear weapons. On the surface of Mars, obliterated the whole place.
So it was the idiots from Mars that escaped that nuclear war and came here, and
it was probably the American colonies on Mars, and the British Atlantis sent the Royal Fleet over there, and they're like, "You guys can't break away from us. Nuke the whole place. See ya." Came back,
huh.
And you know. The empire still stands to this day. Just because Atlantis isn't here anymore doesn't mean that people didn't move and go somewhere else. Just like the Nazis just left Germany and went somewhere else. Doesn't mean Nazis don't exist. Just means they're not in Germany doing Nazi shit anymore. They're called Americans now.
Nazism.
Argentine.
And so Atlanticism isn't dead. Those people still exist.
Oh, by all means, the elite that run the world today, that's part of their whole religion that they believe all that.
Manly P. Hall, Edgar Casey, oh, yeah. All of that shit, dude. Atlantis is what we're living in today. I mean, horses to iPads in 100 years, dude,
the new advice.
Has happened before. Horses to iPads in 100 years is stupid. It's a joke.
So this is the new Atlantis?
Horses to iPads in 100 years, bro. It's a joke.
So where are we going to be at? Where are we going to be at? Well, we got to wrap up here soon. We got end of the show coming.
Swords to nukes.
Swords to nukes in 50 years.
We got to touch on Israel real quick. So Israel, take it or leave it. Dump it in the ocean.
Dump it.
Cave it over and put a fucking Disneyland there.
So that's a take it. I'm taking that as a take it vote.
Take it.
Take it. Dump it. What do we got over here? Take it, Israel, take it or dump it?
Dump it.
Dump it. So we got two dumps, two takes?
I'd say dump it, yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to go with take it. What do you got, Sean?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain! I'm
not going to get
abstain!
That's awesome. So why? Yeah.
If neutral is the only thing that good guys and bad guys can agree on is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Is the neutral guy.
Wow, not neutral.
Lukewarm.
Killing it. So
net neutrality.
Take it or dump it.
Well, I don't mind going on an underground station. Nah.
Keep it.
Intel scanner.